Grace and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I have to admit, in looking at this text, apart from a couple hours of Habitat for Humanity experience in college, I've never actually built a house. But I have spent over 29 years living in houses. And if there's one thing I figured out from all that experience, it's that the construction is pretty important. After all, if a house is not constructed well, it's not going to be a house for very long. Eventually, something's going to happen, and eventually it's going to turn into a pile of rubble. This starts with the foundation of the house. The house has to be laid on a solid foundation, but the whole act of construction, everything that's on top of it, is important also. After all, if you build a building without a good foundation, nothing that you put on top of it is going to last for very long. In building the original World Trade Center, for example, the engineers in charge needed to figure out just how to construct a foundation solid enough to hold those big towers up on the rather unforgiving or inappropriate ground soil of Midtown Manhattan. If you ever looked at the skyline of New York City, you'd see all of these buildings, all of these tall buildings on one end, and then it kind of drops off, and the only tall buildings were the World Trade Center, and or now the new World Trade Center. But the important thing was to find a proper foundation that would support those big buildings. If the foundation of your building is not proper and is not strong, erosion will take part of it away, leaving the structure unsound. And so, however strong the structure is, a weak foundation will take it away. And the same holds true with faith. The foundation of your faith also has to be on the right thing. And this is what Paul is talking about here in 1 Corinthians 3, when he says, I laid a foundation, someone else is building on it. No one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. If you build on the wrong foundation, the building will not stand. There are false teachers out there, not going to name any names, but there are false teachers out there who teach and build their faith on the wrong foundation. If the foundation is anything other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified, the faith that is built on top of it will get washed away by changing circumstances of this world. If the foundation is a worldview which allows for errors in Scripture, it will get washed away. If death is a natural part of creation, as in evolution, then there was no point to Jesus coming to save us from death, because death is normal rather than the wages of sin. If Jesus was not raised from the dead, something that we will talk about in depth in the fall, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, what's the point of believing in a resurrection? And without the resurrection, what's the point of even being a Christian? If the foundation is not solid, then the building will not stand. And if the foundation does away with Jesus and His word entirely, then and becomes simply a form of morality, then it's not even Christian anymore. That without the chief doctrine of justification by grace alone, through faith alone, it ain't Christian no more. That was the problem that Thomas Jefferson faced when he abridged the Bible by taking out all of the supernatural stuff so that what was left behind was simply morality. When you take out the very act that brought our justification, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you, along with all of the other miraculous elements in the Bible, believes nothing but a husk of the true faith. Even if you hear the truth but don't act on it, that foundation is not there. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus says, "The one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." If you build on the wrong foundation, if you do not hear and obey the words, if you do not have Christ as the foundation, then the house falls. If the building does not have a solid foundation, it doesn't matter how structurally sound the building is, it is going to collapse. And the proper foundation of the faith is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That is the whole message of Scripture, is Jesus Christ crucified. Jesus is the foundation which God has laid for our faith, and it is the foundation on which the house is built. However, just because you are building on that foundation is no guarantee that the building that is built on top will be successful. The structure itself also needs to be sound. It doesn't matter if the foundation of your house is dense enough and sturdy enough to survive a nuclear explosion. If the structure is so weak that it has to be blown over by a puff of wind, the building itself is good for very little. And so if what you are building on the foundation of Christ is not pleasing to God, if it is not building up the church of God, then it won't last. The foundation will remain, God's word will always remain, your faith will remain, but everything built on top of that will not survive. If your faith is built using money as mortar, or what we call prosperity theology, then the faith will evaporate when the money doesn't roll in. Now, that's not to say that God does not provide for our needs. God certainly does provide for all of our daily needs, which is what we pray for and believe in the Lord's Prayer. But that doesn't mean we're going to be Donald Trump rich. Or alternatively, if your faith is built with emotional building blocks, then the faith will collapse when the emotion changes. Remember, emotions are changing things. They can certainly build up, and they can certainly be a blessing to your faith, but that's not where the faith lies. Our faith must be built with the proper materials and founded on the proper foundation. So if you build the house right, with a solid foundation, with a solid structure, it can last just about forever. Even when parts of the house are in need of repair, the structure itself is strong enough that it can withstand the additional stresses imposed by such a problem. We can think, for example, I'm sure everyone has heard the story of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. The house made of straw, the wolf blows on it and it blows down. The house made of wood, the wolf blows on it, and the sticks blow down. But the house that is made from brick, which was strong enough to withstand the wolf. The same holds true with our faith. If our faith is built on a solid foundation using the proper materials, the faith will last. And what is built on the faith will last. The foundation of the church, the foundation of our faith, is Jesus Christ. His human birth comforts us with how great the love of God is, that He would take on Himself our infirmities to give us His strength. The crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ pays for our sin and gives us hope for the future, a future that is without sickness and pain and sin and death. Christ's ascension assures us of God's continuing care for and presence with us, that Christ is at the right hand of God interceding for us. The faith that is built on this foundation, therefore, needs to be no less strong and secure than the foundation itself. This solid foundation is built on when we engage in spiritual disciplines like prayer and scripture reading. During our two Lenten series this year, we're going to talk about some of the ways that your faith is built up on the solid foundation of Christ. On these Sundays, we are going to talk about spiritual disciplines, the things that we do to build on the foundation, such as meditation and prayer and Bible reading. During our midweek series, we are going to focus on the ways that God gives us the gospel and uses the gospel to strengthen us and encourage us and to solidify that foundation. Things like baptism and the Lord's Supper. But in addition to this, God also builds us up through our worship when we receive his gifts of his Son's true body and blood under the bread and wine in communion, and when we receive his word to strengthen our faith. This foundation, we continue to build on it through good works, works that are not done to merit good merit, but in joyful response to what God has done for us. Works that we perform in faith to help our neighbors, such as serving others at our pancake supper this evening. Now, I don't want to leave you thinking that there is anything that you need to do or can do to earn salvation. There isn't. Building on the foundation of Jesus Christ is something that you participate in, according to Paul, but it doesn't save you. Take a closer look on the back of the bulletin at verse 15. It says, if anyone's work is burned up, in other words, if anyone's structure is unstable and destroyed, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Nothing you do or nothing you build will cause you to lose your salvation. You can build the most structurally unsound house of cards, but as long as God has placed you on the solid foundation of faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will be saved. Everything you build on that foundation may go up in a puff of smoke like a house made of straw, but the foundation will remain. Your construction might be horrendous, but the foundation is solid. The foundation is Jesus Christ, and he placed you on that foundation when he covered you with his righteousness in baptism. That foundation remains and endures, and because you are on it, you will remain and endure. Not because of what you build, but because of what you built on. Jesus Christ. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.